Time's running out to win $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on June 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Britain becomes the latest country to roll out a coronavirus tracking app for smartphones.
Britain's government is asking the population of a small island off the coast of England to download a coronavirus smartphone app. It's a trial of software that tracks if a user has been in contact with someone who later tests positive.
The whole country will then be able to get hold of this thing and deal with this virus, which we all know has been an absolutely nightmare.
The local council leader on the Isle of Wight, David Stewart, saying he's been assured the app is confidential and safe. In Australia, millions of people have already downloaded a similar program. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
This as British deaths in the outbreak rise to second in the world behind the US, surpassing Italy's total. A UK lockdown remains in effect. Former President Barack Obama will help lead a virtual tribute to the class of 2020, the YouTube event in the works after so many graduations were canceled during the pandemic. Lady Gaga and Alicia Keys also among those who signed on for speeches or performances. The NFL says football season is coming and we'll know the details soon.
NFL Network will broadcast a three-hour special Thursday night called Schedule Release 20 to reveal the schedule for the coming season for all 32 teams. It'll feature interviews with coaches and general managers. The league said this past weekend it plans to start its season on time September 10th and play a full season. The league said if we have to make adjustments, we will be prepared to do so on the latest guidance from our medical experts and public health officials. Normally, a three-hour TV program to reveal a schedule might seem extreme, but when we consider the NFL draft shattered its record for TV ratings. An audience for live sports, even the release of a schedule, has never been hungrier. Jared Max, Fox News.
An appetite for buying returns on Wall Street. The Dow's been up over 300 points after a positive day for world markets. Optimistic about countries reopening. Elisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four! Time is running out! Number five!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. We are getting closer. I say closer to restarting our economy. The federal government is talking about possible bailouts. All in all, a lot of people are worried that we're going to start bailing out state and local governments that have been clearly mismanaged for decades under primarily Democrat leadership, and now they've got their hands out looking for a bailout. A reminder that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by my friends at Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and by Rico Aller, my buddy at Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House. John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI, joining us. First of all, John, how are you folks coping at NPRI? Most everybody working from home?
Everybody's working from home, and we're all on double time because we're in such a crisis with this economy. So busier than ever, and I wish to I wish we weren't in this, but we are, and where we're at is someone's got to be speaking up about how long this shutdown is going on, and the lack of focus on opening, not closing. Why? Well, anyway, yes, I am wound up, fired up, and we are at NPRI.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Did we have to close down everything?
No, absolutely not. Why don't people trust the free market? No one's going to go to a place that isn't practicing social distancing right now. Would you go to a store that's just, you know, crammed everybody in a small space? No, you're not. You're not going to shop there. The store has got to put forth part of its marketing that it is protecting people, that it's worried about its customers. That's part of the marketing mix right now, and that mix happened before the shutdown. We saw here in Nevada, before they actually shut things down, places closing, shows canceling. They were already moving towards that, and then it all got shut down, and now it's like, please let us open up and we'll do that, but they would be doing it anyway. It didn't take the major retailers to adjust quickly here. I mean, you go to a grocery store here and you look, they've got the plastic screens up, there's hours for seniors, there's one way in the aisles, they're limiting how many people in the store at a time, and then we decided who's essential and who's not. So a grocery store selling liquor is fine, but a liquor store can't do the same thing. They got to be closed. Please trust us, Governor. Please trust people to do the right thing. They will. And if you see somebody that isn't, then speak up and fix it at that moment. But don't punish everybody by keeping us all shut down, laid off, unemployed, and heading towards real pain and misery financially or mentally. I mean, a lot of people I know are getting stir crazy.
No, they are, and I think they are ready to reopen on May 15th or sooner. The governor said last week that, in his view, most Nevada businesses will reopen with social distancing and all the other things that go along with this. I'm curious, though. The federal government now is starting to talk about another stimulus plan, another stimulus package, and the question is, do we need to be rewarding the states and the locales, cities, counties that have been mismanaged for decades? Should we be bailing them out?
No, especially the states that have been mismanaged for decades. I do think that's part of what's going on here. I really think that the badly run states, the Illinois, are just hoping for this federal bailout and trying to make it worse so they have to absolutely be bailed out. And I think it's the wrong thing and the wrong message. And what of the states that have been fiscally responsible? What of the states that have done a good job? Why should they bear that burden? And not only them, but it's the future generations. This is all done through debt. This is all done through paying it back later. And we're putting all this on a generation that might not have even been born yet to pay this all back. And for those who've not managed things responsibly, who've bought their power because they've rewarded their friends through crony capitalism and out-of-control pensions, that's not fair to anybody. It's just the wrong way to go, and that's where it's heading. And I just hope that our politicians don't sell us out, but I'm not real optimistic about it for any side. They all want to give it away.
Well, should there be strings attached then? I know a lot of folks, a lot of conservatives, say we don't like the idea that government, federal or otherwise, is always putting mandates and putting limits on how you can spend the money and things like that. Should we have limits? Should we say we're not going to let you bail out PERS or other pension funds because they've been unfunded or underfunded? Should the federal government be putting limits?
Absolutely should be putting limits, and the taxpayers in each state should be. For instance, here in Nevada, we absolutely need to change our PERS system from a defined benefit to a defined contribution. That's the only way the problem will ever be fixed. We, the voters, should be demanding that in our next legislative cycle, that gets changed. That's part of how we solve our budget deficit, which is now looking like our budget deficit in Nevada is going to be well over $1 billion, maybe $2 billion. Almost half of what the budget is here in this state might have to get cut. And so one way to fix part of it is to fix PERS. Fix it long-term, fix it forever. And there'll be complete screaming from those in the system, but the system is, frankly, unjust to the taxpayers because they're being overpaid in their pensions, been overpromised, and we're going to have to pick up the deficit, the taxpayers, and we need to fix it so there's no deficit in the future, which it can be. A defined benefit plan is not what private enterprises use. They use defined contribution. Let's switch to what private enterprise does so that we're all on the same playing field.
Again, joining us, John Zarpalis. He is the president of NPRI. And it begs the question, the job the governor has done, you've had a chance to watch this governor now for a year or so. Tell me what you've thought of his performance so far to date.
I'm disappointed in that. Why does Nevada feel like it's the stepchild of California and we follow their lead? Governor Sisolak, it's the time for you to really lead. Step up. Put together your own agenda. Speak up on what you want, but I hope you'll think about doing it with trusting the citizens, not being dictatorial. I mean, California, with its closing of Huntington Beach was just downright punitive and dictatorial. Now, that's not Governor Sisolak. I mean, thankfully, Lake Mead reopened, but that was a national edict that opened Lake Mead this weekend. Please, let's think about not following the lead of these other failing states. Our economy was strong. Our budget was fine, except for PERS, and it can be fine again. So step up, take some real action. It's going to be big cuts right now. We're going to have to do that to survive, but don't put the burden on the economy, on the taxpayers. If you raise any kind of taxes, you are going to be hurting the future of this state to be able to come back from this. And being this tourist-centric economy, we're going to have a longer road back.
How do we convince consumers? For instance, when you talk about Las Vegas, the Strip, how do we convince John Q. Public, sitting back in Philadelphia or in Kansas City or in Greeley, Colorado, hey, it's safe to come to Vegas. Y'all come now. How do we do that?
Well, again, it's back to trusting the casino operators, the entrepreneurs, the owners. Hey, we're, cleaning constantly. We're testing temperatures at the door. We're We've created social distancing. We've taken out half the machines. Whatever it takes. And then, obviously, it's up to those that advertise for us, the LBC, CBA, things like that. We need to trust those people to do their jobs. And also, we have a bit of an advantage. I really don't think many Americans are going to go to Europe for a while. They're going to stay out of Asia. They're not going to really want to travel in foreign countries. It's the perfect time to promote, get in the car and come to Vegas. Get in your car and come see the United States. We're safe. We understand social distancing. We understand what you're going through. Please come here. We're going to do things in a way that you know are going to be at our American standards. And I think that's a perfect way to go, and I think there's a possibility there.
Again, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by our friends at the Nevada Trucking Association, by Rico Aller at Carson Installation, and by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, NPRI. I want to ask you, because I saw these numbers and I was stunned by them, a new report out of the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Wharton budget model says that an additional 233,000 deaths nationally will occur by the end of June, but would at the same time save approximately 18.6 million jobs from being lost. Do we need to have a national debate on the value of human lives, 233,000 of them, versus 18.6 million jobs? Do we need to have that conversation?
The problem with the conversation is we're back to models. Models have not served us well. We need to worry about life, but we need to allow the free market experiment of how do we protect people but yet still go about our business to happen. And we're not allowing that experiment to happen. And will there be some deaths from it? Unfortunately, there will be some. Safety, the trade-off between safety and freedom is one that's always going to exist. By giving up freedom, you get more safety. But do we want to give up our freedom? And then long-term, you end up with being completely safe because the state protects you until the state turns on you. Just go look at Communist China and the Communist Party there. So I'm not willing to give up an inch of freedom for so-called safety, but I do believe and trust in other people in our country to do the right thing. There are always going to be a few that don't, but we shun them. We stay away from them. We speak up about that. We deal with it one-on-one. That's our responsibility as good citizens, and we let this seek its course. And that debate will probably be happening anyway, Kevin. But the problem is the numbers constantly change, and you really don't know what the reality is. We will only know it once it's over.
One of the things that I think a lot of people are frustrated about this whole coronavirus thing is that they feel so powerless. They're stuck in their house. They're sitting on their sofa. They're watching TV. They're finding out what Netflix is all about. But one thing that they can do, they can be active, they can make a difference, and that is hashtag Giving Tuesday. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. First of all, go to npri.org, our website, and put in your email address and get our materials. We've got stuff that's factual, and we also have things that are the bigger issue of the principle. We're writing both types of articles on a regular basis. Here's some other ideas than what you're hearing in the mainstream media. There are lots of choices right now. So open your mind up to some other choices by going to npri.org. And while you're there, please click on our donate button. This is Giving Tuesday. That's what we're about. We're here to speak up for the individuals, for your rights, your freedoms, and your tax dollar. We can't do that without funding. It is Giving Tuesday. It's supposed to be about giving to something you believe in, a cause you believe in. If you believe in Nevada and believe in the freedoms and principles it was built on, then NPRI should be part of your Giving Tuesday. NPRI.org.
And explain what Giving Tuesday is for those that may not. I'm fortunate enough that I was a part of it, both from a giving standpoint and a 501c3 standpoint.
It is a day that's been set aside like a Valentine's Day. It's to remember a cause you believe in so that you can give to that cause on that day. And that's basically what the concept is. And we should take time to think about things we believe in. There are also causes out there. There's people that are really hurting. If you've got a cause that you know can really help those kinds of people right now, we've got too many Nevadans on unemployment, and that's not been going well in terms of getting checks out to them. And so there's people out there who are in need, and the need is going to get worse, not better. So think about them, too. But please also think about the bigger picture, and that's NPRI, who's going to be out there fighting to get jobs, to get things open, and fight for our economy so that there will be jobs in the future.
Hey, John, it's always good. Thanks so much. And, again, hashtag Giving Tuesday. It's great. It's a way to directly impact causes that you care about. Thanks so much, John. Always good. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Take care.
John Tsarpalas, president of NPRI. And a reminder that this hour, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, and by Nevada Trucking Association and my friend Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Tuesday. It is live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Around, we got a bunch to do. Melissa Clement is the president of Nevada Right to Life, and we're gonna find out who they're supporting in the June 9th primary. Have you gotten your primary ballot? Mark has. I haven't. So please send me my ballot so I can send it back. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging higher in afternoon trading as a recovery in oil prices lifted battered energy stocks and a slew of countries ease coronavirus-related restrictions. And the 80s ad slogan, "Where's the beef?" is taking on a whole new meaning for Wendy's. Some of its restaurants are apparently out of beef as coronavirus outbreaks continue to disrupt the meat supply chain. Analyst at Wall Street firm Stifel analyzed a random sampling of Wendy's menus and found that 5 to 10% showed that they were serving only chicken. Analysts say unlike other major burger chains, Wendy's uses fresh, never frozen beef, which they believe gives it a larger exposure to recent disruptions. And if you're looking for an alternative to beef, plant-based meat maker Impossible Foods will start selling its namesake burgers at Kroger stores. Its rival Beyond Meat already sells its products in about 2,700 U.S. grocery stores, including Albertsons and Safeway. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
From the News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, now heading to Arizona to visit a face mask plant, says Dr. Anthony Fauci from his coronavirus task force may testify in the Senate controlled by Republicans, but not in the Democrat-controlled House.
They want us to fail so they can win an election, which they're not going to win.
He says about a group of Republicans called the Lincoln Project running ads critical of his coronavirus response, they're all losers. More than 1,700 previously undisclosed deaths at nursing homes are added to New York's coronavirus death count.
More than 4,800 people have died from COVID-19 in New York's nursing homes since March 1st. It's the first time the tally has included people believed to have died from the virus before their diagnosis could be confirmed by a lab test. The number of nursing home residents who have died is still uncertain, though, because the list doesn't include nursing home residents who were transferred to hospitals before they died.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Tiger King was a pop culture phenomenon, but there's more to this story. Now, Nancy Grace goes inside the jaw-dropping series, asking the unanswered questions.
Did Joe Exotic shoot the tigers?
Is there any doubt in your mind that Carol Baskin's husband, Don Lewis, is dead?
With in-depth analysis you won't see anywhere else. It's a must-see investigation only Nancy Grace can deliver. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
I have a theory that change doesn't come unless it's forced upon you. Could this be an amazing opportunity to remake baseball into something that's watchable?
You don't need to remake something that's been the pastime for over 100 years. Baseball's fine. Listen, this is the worst sports idea since someone drafted Johnny Manziel.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now. Here's his number. He's waiting to take your call. 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Craig Mueller of Mueller and Associates. I had a chance earlier today to visit with Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. And with a primary election coming up June 9th, ballots already in the mail. I haven't received mine. Wyatt Cox has received his. Many of you have probably already received ballots. I haven't received my mail-in ballot. But with that means that the organizations of all stripes are issuing endorsements. And Melissa Clement is the president of Nevada Right to Life, and I asked her about her endorsements, in particular in these congressional races that are going to be very, very tight.
Years ago, I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I had a ton of pro-life candidates to choose from? Well, I had no idea how hard that actually makes my life, because we have so many great candidates in so many races. And I wish that I could pick them up and put them where we need them, so we have a fully pro-life legislature and congressional delegation. But this was probably the hardest choices we've had to make in the past for that very reason. So Congressional District 2, We have Mark Amadei. Now that was not a difficult choice because he's got 100% voting record on the life issues, and so he has taken good care of us over the years. Congressional District 3, Big Dan Rodheimer. This also was not a terribly difficult decision because on one hand we have Big Dan, who is pro-life, and first time he met me, he was like, oh, you're the pro-life person. I've been looking for you. He impressed National Rights Life so much that they've endorsed him. And on the other hand, we have Dan Schwartz, who has never thought that the life issue should be anywhere near the Republican Party. So that's a hard thing to forget. So Big Dan is a good choice. Now, I know there's another candidate, but she entered very late, and I never had a chance to meet her. I hear she's really great. I don't know where she stands on the life issue. On Congressional District 4, this was the really tough one because we have a lot of very pro-life people. But Jim Marchant is the only one in the race that has cast pro-life votes. And that is always our first requirement for people we endorse. If they've got votes on the record, they've had the opportunity to put their vote where their mouth is, then we're going to reward that always. And so, and Jim was a great partner in the legislative session in 2017. So those are our congressional choices.
And as far as the assembly races, again, a number of races, you've got people that are incumbents that have a track record, they've cast votes, but there are a lot of people that are first timers, maybe. First of all, how did you vet them? And considering the COVID-19 virus and the pandemic, has it been difficult to actually vet candidates in person the way you'd probably like to?
Well, we got an early start, and we got through quite a few of them before March 14th, when pretty much everything shut down for us. So I had met with a number of the candidates, and I think with all of our endorsements, I think that we only have two that are not incumbents and don't have a record. And both of those, one of which is not on our primary endorsement because she doesn't have a primary, both of them have had experience and have worked with us outside the legislative sessions, working along with us. Anyway, so to go through our primary recommendations, first there's Chris Edwards in AD 19 in Clark County. He has been a pro-life stalwart for the last three sessions. He's a guaranteed vote every time. AD 26 up in Washoe County is Lisa Krasner. She's had two sessions of votes and has been helpful. Assembly District 31, Jill Dickman. She's a former assemblywoman, and she was a big fighter in the 2015 session when we tried to get parental notification passed. And then AD 36, Greg Hafen. He was the freshman all-star in terms of he was on all of the committees that saw the abortion bills, and he was the first to get up and the first to advocate, and he was truly impressive. Sometimes that can be a little bit intimidating for men to do, but he was solid on every single time, so I was very happy with Greg. And then in AD 37, Andy Matthews. Andy has not had an opportunity to cast votes for us yet, but he has, in his work with NPRI and over the years, he has always been a supporter in terms of working alongside us. One of the ways we're effective is we have allies among the lobby contingency and the other issue organizations, and Andy has been a stalwart with that as well.
I want to ask you, now is that pretty much the list?
That's a list of primary endorsements. We do expect to have a couple more come out just because we've just recently got some questionnaires in. If there's a race that hasn't been endorsed and you're a Republican candidate, you may want to get a questionnaire in.
Okay, fair enough. One of the other things that you're doing at Nevada Right to Life is you're collecting signatures on a parental notification initiative. Can you talk a little bit about
about what you're trying to do and the point you're trying to make.
Well, thank you very much for asking, Kevin. This is something I'm incredibly excited about. We have tried for the last 20 years, pretty much, to get teenage and pre-teenage girls protected in Nevada, because right now, even though she needs parental consent to get a Tylenol at school, a young girl, as young as 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12, she can go get down to an abortion clinic and get an abortion, a surgical procedure, without even one parent knowing. And so we have asked nicely, we've asked less nicely, and now we are demanding. So we filed a statutory initiative on March 13th, and we need to get 100,000 signatures of registered voters in Nevada. Once we do so, it forces the 2021, I have to think about it, legislature to vote on our legislation. If they don't do so, it goes automatically to the ballot in 2022. And I know once it gets to the ballot, this is going to pass overwhelmingly, because over 7 in 10 people know that regardless of what you think about the issue of abortion, a young girl needs her parents in times of medical or psychological crisis. And I can't think of any greater one than a young girl thinking about getting an abortion.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life, talking about this parental notification initiative. Initiatives, as far as gathering signatures in normal times, is a very difficult procedure. During a lockdown like this, even as we begin to reopen, to restart the economy, is it going to make it more difficult to get as many signatures as you need? And by the way, what's the total number of signatures you need?
We need 98,000 and change. So our goal is to get 125,000. Yeah, you know, I like a good challenge. And so I am looking at this very positively. All of us are sitting at home and we're angry and we want to do something. And there's no better thing to do than to download a petition and get and sign it. There are only 7 places to, you know, 7 signatures a person needs. Hold on to that. Give me a call. I'll come pick it up and notarize it for you. We plan to use this time where we're stuck at home and we need something to do. And we're working through churches. We're working through parents groups. We're working through Right to Life, known Right to Life people. And we're working through just the normal average citizen who thinks that in a state that sex trafficking of children is huge, that maybe a parent or a judge should always be involved when a young girl gets an abortion.
Let me just ask you, how do you get out? Like, where will you be collecting? Is it just in northern Nevada? Is it statewide? In the rurals, where?
Statewide. So we will have volunteers, hopefully at every single one of the rallies this weekend, Open Up Nevada, or I don't remember what it's called. At each of the county seats, they're planning on rallies, and we'll have people out there fully suited up, masked up, and things like that, so that people, if they're out, they can go ahead and sign the petition. Otherwise, people can download it and start this initiative in their own neighborhood. We will be going out, and eventually, as soon as we're let out, we'll have notarizing days and signing days at churches across the state. And, you know, quite honestly, we need 3 things for this. We need people who are willing to download and sign. We need people who are willing to volunteer at all kinds of opportunities for until November 10th, when our deadline is. And we need people to donate. You know, always hard to ask for money in times like this, when so many people are challenged with this COVID shutdown. But those are the 3 things we need.
And explain again, because some people get a little confused on how these initiative things, and they have to go to the legislature sometimes twice. Explain how this whole thing's going to work.
Okay, so we have until November 10th of this year to get 100,000 verified signatures. If we reach that, and they're going to go they're going to go very carefully through and try and get rid of as many signatures as they can, because they do not want, the bad guys do not want this to happen. Once that's verified, it goes directly to the legislature, and they have, I think, about 40 days to either vote it up, vote it down, or ignore it. If they do anything other than vote for it, if they vote for it, it becomes law automatically. If they don't, then it goes directly to a ballot question in 2021. It'll be a statewide ballot question. And if it wins on the ballot, it is automatically law. So my thought is that this is going to get done. I know this is going to get done because I know this is what people have been asking for, demanding for years now.
Melissa, if somebody wants to download the initiative petition, how do they do it? Where do they go? Where do they find the information?
Absolutely. It's protectourgirlsnv.org. Protectourgirlsnv.org.
There you have it. Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. For those of you that are looking at the clock and you're saying, ooh, it's almost lunchtime. I'm hungry. My buddy Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge over on East Flamingo at Pecos, they want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the last, 30 years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside. And if you want to order lunch, now's the time to do it. You want to beat the rush? Yeah. Call them right now. Call Ichabod's Lounge, 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time, 702-451-2323. And you can pick it up in 10, 15 minutes. It'll be piping hot and ready to go. That's Ichabod's Lounge, East Flamingo at Pecos. Make sure you support a local business that's been supporting that part of town for a long, long time. Stick around, more to do. We'll get to your calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You tell us what you want to talk about. It's coming up next, live and local, now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hello, I'm Steven Silberkraus, candidate for University Regent in District 3. As a state assemblyman, I fought and passed major education reforms. As a regent, I'll continue the fight to modernize and improve our state's universities and colleges. Silberkraus might be hard to spell, but it's nothing compared to how hard I'll work for you. For more information, check out my website at silberkraus.com. That's silberkraus.com. SilberKraus.com. Paid for by Friends for Steven Silberkraus.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That number again, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's me. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, I don't think the federal government should give one single penny for bailouts to these states. If you take New York, for instance, the governor there was told for years that he needed to have so many masks in reserve. The money was finally allotted, and he turned around and bought solar panels with the money. Take California. The governor there wants to give $500 to every illegal immigrant. I don't think there should be any money allotted to any of the states. Let them sink.
Ben, let me take it a step further. There have been some folks on the right who say that the president should not allow any money to go out to states that harbor sanctuary cities. Do you think he should go that far?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a second thought. I'm all for that.
Very good. Ben, thanks, man. Go to Carl. Clinical Carl, you're up, man. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're doing well, Kevin. You're
we are. We're coping. We're coping.
Good. Listen, real quick. I'm getting a little tired of hearing people saying this COVID is no different than the flu. 60, 70,000 people die each year from the flu. Well, 60, 70,000 people have already died within 6 to 7 weeks. I think it's a slightly bit more virulent than the flu. Wouldn't you agree to that?
Well, we don't know. We don't know how lethal it's going to be. We don't know that
but
yet.
But in 6 to 7 weeks, it's killed as many people as approximately a year in the flu.
Agreed.
I mean,
but we don't know. We don't know, though, Carl. And you tell me if this is possible that we get to the heat of summer all across America, and this thing may die out. Could it?
And it may not, because this is a new type of virus. And it's a new virus, and nobody's sure. But my final point is President Trump sent out a tweet about Kim Jong-un, saying, I'm glad you're doing well and glad to see you around. And if you look at his behind his desk on the wall when he does a conference, there's a little quotation on a thing. If you look carefully, it says, I never met a dictator I didn't like.
Oh, that's not true, and you know it. That's not true, and you know it. This president, by the way, is winging his way to Phoenix, to Arizona, to the Honeywell plant where they're making, face masks. Are you wearing face masks? Are you wearing face masks when you go outside? I'll be honest. What I'm doing when I'm driving in my car, I don't have a face mask on. If I go into Walmart, if I go into Albertsons, some very public place, crowded place, yeah, I'll do it. Now, the question is it going to make me any safer? And I'll be honest with you, I think these face masks are much like the TSA. They make us feel safer when flying, but I'm not sure it necessarily makes us safer. It makes us feel safer, but I'm just not sure that it makes us safer. Feel safer versus safer. And by the way, tomorrow, we're going to try and delve into that debate that we need to have as a nation. Is it okay to lose tens of thousands of lives in order to, like 233,000 lives, in order to save 18 million jobs? Is that okay with you? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I heard a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.